The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done, so let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within.
Good morning, everyone. How are we feeling? Yeah, 2021. I'm Reverend Tracy L. Today, we're going to talk about the unexpected. It's going to be a good show. It's a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. Next week, I'm going to bring my friend Peter on again, Hansen. We will both work with you, another call-in show, and I'm going to keep doing them for a little while. We all need a little bit more guidance, compassion this year, understanding, as I know my inbox gets blown up with people saying, I don't feel well, I feel tired, what's happening? So I'm going to talk about that today. I do want to share quickly, if you have a copy of my book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Great reviews have come out. So thank you. Also, we have the book club. So get your copy, join the book club. It starts on the 19th, which is already January 19th, next Tuesday. And we're going to be together for 1 hour a week for 4 weeks. Talk about the book, talk about how it made you feel. And, you know, I wondered when I was writing it, it took a long time, and, you know, talked about it for a long time. And a lot of times when we have something that we want to really share with the world, it can take a while. And I kind of would get frustrated sometimes, like, why isn't it going faster? And we had all these delays. And now when I look at what's going on in the world, I, you know, God's timing is always perfect. And we all have to get out of our ways. And this year we really need to get out of our way, like big time, like never before, because when we walk into new things, it's really interesting. I see this a lot with a lot of clients that they, for example, say, I want your life, Tracy, like as if I woke up yesterday and my life just magically changed. And unfortunately, there's a lot of information out there in the world that tells you that's how it happens, but it's not. There are instant miracles and manifestations, 100%. Like God has that ability to work with you, right? You, with your connection to God and all your beings and how it works for you. But it means living a certain way every day. And it means really getting ready to understand if you want real change in your life, it's not going to be your way, because your way didn't work or you wouldn't be here. And when I figured that out, I was like, wait a minute. You know, so people say to me, I want your life, but they want to do things their way, their old way. So even when I suggest things and show them, they still say, you know what, like, I can't do that. I want to do it my way. When you find yourself doing that, that's where you create blocks and resistance. And it's very uncomfortable. I get it, guys, to make change. And this year is all about the unexpected. So join me in the book club. We will support you and help you. I also want to let everyone know, as all the legal processes have been going through with creating the non-denominational ministry, we do have a Telegram group. And it, I want to just let you know what it is. It's t.me, it's on, and then /, and I'll put the link below to TLC Ministries, Reverend Tracy L. And it's just an open group. Come, you know, get to know everybody. So we just started it yesterday. And I really want to make sure that, you know, people are able to connect more. And one of the things people ask me a lot is, Trace, what can we do with our voice? You're looking at the world, you're looking how much suppression is happening. And people right now, you've heard me say this, fighting over politics, stop fighting over politics. Like, seriously, they're all the same people. It's been a system that was created to make you think that you had choice and say, but look, you don't have choice and say, not on that system. So we're expecting now, you know, that system to make changes. And I did a post on Instagram and it was hard for people to digest. It's basically you're expecting things to change in that broken system, but we actually have to create new systems. So stop fighting with your neighbor, stop fighting it. Just go over into the place where you can come into a space and say, how can we create new systems? So what can we do? How can we use our voice? And I think it's really important right now to talk about this as the unexpected, as you do things like, you know, you go to Telegram, you go to Signal. I know if you're in our Facebook groups, we have new groups on MeWe, we have things that are worth setting up into place. And any, you can find a negative thing on anything. And if you're looking for the negative stuff, you got to give your head a shake right now, because this is a great time to be alive, because it's transition. It's people saying no more. It's people really saying, what can we do? And maybe those groups will change and then we have to go to another platform. But we can do those things. You know, you can get involved and understand. I teach my community this all the time, is what are the systems that you can start using now that says, I'm not into those systems anymore. Now, we still have to use a lot of the platforms. They're very ingrained in our world, but we can start setting up and moving yourself into other platforms. And that's what it is. Like, when you start to realize and say that all the ideas you have and the thoughts that that hand of God gives you and your dreams and your visions, then what happens is you start to open up and realize that it's not going to work out the way you want it, because we have a limited amount of information, but you can go with your intuition. It will always work out better if you trust. So similar to what I was talking about with the book, is it's actually was better timing than when I was pushing to get it out. It was better that it came out now, because so many people are waking up and they're scared and they don't know what to do. Well, we got to come back to more love and more kindness. And so again, remember, the cell memories of your body, the cell memories in your body only has a large amount of information from these old systems that worked for a few, not the masses, right? So when you're releasing that naturally, as things are shifting and changing, as your body is releasing this information, it can get anxious or scared, because it has no reference point really to where we're going. We all say we want beauty in our lives. We all say we want everyone to have freedom and love and, you know, wealth and just compassion and kindness. And it's going to take a while to get there. So, you know, there's so much stuff flying around right now. What I like to say, if you're listening, and to all of the people in my community, thank you. I love you all so much, because it's going to be a very interesting ride, and you can get caught up and go down the rabbit hole and start going into things that are like, well, why did that happen? Why didn't that happen? There's reasons, and you don't have to know the reason. You just have to know, if you stay in your lane, thank you, God, and you stay steady, then things will start to move. But if you truly want that change in your life, you got to do things different. And it, you know, if one thing makes me sad sometimes is I see such great potential. One of my gifts is I get to see, and you know, I didn't realize it was a gift till much later on when somebody else had pointed it out. And she said, you know, it's interesting. You have this gift where you see, and it's true. I see all those great potentials that you came in with your soul. It's very different. Most people are just swirling energy or doing whatever. But when I'm speaking with you and I'm speaking with my communities, and you're involved, that's what it is. And so I get frustrated sometimes, and I had to learn how to move through this, where I'm like, they're like, Tracy, you always see the good. And I'm like, but I see the good in their soul. Some people only see the dark or the nasties that come in, but that's not going to catapult you forward. And it was a blessing that God gave me. So when I'm working with the energy and working with you, I see what you don't see that's so amazing in there. And it is a gift, and it's a rare gift, but it's also to help you understand. So when I see people are like, no, I'm out of here. I'm going to go do it my way. Yet they keep spinning their wheels. And that's perfect for them at that time. But I want each and every one of you that's listening to understand that, get out of your way this year, out of your way. Like, you are going to, there's so much fear mongering going on. And if people could see the energy, they'd realize really what was true and what wasn't. And one of the big things where you can understand, and I talk about this, how do you know the energy of lies? Nothing adds up. Nothing makes sense. The way people are getting silenced right now, that tells you that there's a lot of truth that the dark is working to suppress, a lot of truth. And, you know, again, love your neighbor, guys. I can't say this enough. I don't watch mainstream media. I'll plug into it very quickly to see all the lies, but then I go back to, you know, my connection with God, and God's always right. So I want to thank that hand of God that you just start to expect the unexpected. again, and if it doesn't look the way you want it, it doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean it's wrong. A lot of times when things look differently than what we expect, we need to go within and say, well, how can we work with this? How can we change this? How can I go and shift my perception? So no different than when I talk about in the book that, you know, I had incredible medical teams with me from birth, but I had to change my perception and go do something different, which meant go into this area, learn. And it was scary and it was weird. And part of me wanted to go back to the, you know, the old way. I really did. And because that's what I knew, but I also knew it wasn't pushing me forward. So a lot of times on your spiritual journey and your growth, you can feel like you're not growing. But you got to look at all the tools and the information you have and how can you integrate them differently in your life and what can you do? So that's the space. You have this huge space within you that's so beautiful and so aware, and that's what you need to tune into. So expect the unexpected. You know, you might hear one thing on the news and all of a sudden see something else, and that's what this year is about. And the energy right now, between now and the 21st, is always, right now, it's probably some of the biggest transitioning energy we're going to go through, which is very interesting that it does land around a lot of stuff happening in the States as well. And that's why I didn't plan the weekend event. God said, do it on the 23rd, 24th, if you're joining us, two full days with me live. There is a replay. But what it was, afterwards, after I booked the 2 days, I don't think I'm doing another one this year. I think that's going to be it. I'll do little ones, but not a big one. I actually found out that I was like, oh my gosh, God's always right. I always listen. What days are we doing events and why? So that's where we're going to talk a lot about the monetary systems, cryptocurrencies, your connection to God, your intuition, your manifesting, your creation, whatever you have going on there. But we always follow the energy. There's really no script, but breaking off old family patterns, old religious ties, and all that. And you need to do that this year. This is the year you got to look behind you and say, truthfully, what do I need to let go of? Truthfully, what do I need to change? And if you're in the right energy, that change is going to be very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. So that's why the world right now is very uncomfortable, because the change is here and the change is happening. And so if you're one of those people that thinks it's a little slow, I know some days I get a little impatient. I'm like, come on, speed up. Let's get this over with. But then I realize there's a timing, because many people, if we sped it all up, we'd have a lot of people panicking in the streets. So there's some divine timing there too. So, you know, things got to change, and welcome the change. Thank you, God. And prepare for that unexpected in your life. And then also on a global scale, because it is coming. It is happening. And new systems are being formed everywhere. And the biggest system you must really focus on is your internal system, your connection to God, be able to, you know, be in peace while you're watching stuff unfold, really work on your intuition, work on the guidance, and work on taking information, you know, that maybe seems a little strange to you at that point, but there's ways that you can communicate it to people, ways you can communicate it to yourself, and ways that you can integrate it. So you can really move through this year and have an incredible year. So last year was a beautiful year on a lot of levels. And this is about a lot of change. And this year will be as well, but it will be very up and down, very rocky. So I always say a lot of unrest, but the unrest is coming to create change. Don't believe everything you see. Get off mainstream media. Listen to good things like how we are today. And a lot of beautiful souls out there that are speaking to you about how amazing you are, because you are amazing and you have a lot of love to give. And there's a lot of blessings. A lot of blessings. Some incredible chaos always comes out of blessings. I know that. I've had enough chaos for sure. All right. So I want to make sure we got to the book club. We got to the Telegram. Make sure you join me there. Next week we have Peter. So we've got lots of really cool stuff. And this is all about the unexpected. So we have a lot of callers on the line, and we'll see how we can get to everybody. I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. I had to make some notes of all the great things that are coming up this year. And I don't think I did miss anything. I have Charlie with me today too. So we always know somebody loves to ring the doorbell during our show. So we'll see what happens. You'll hear him. But you know, I'm so glad I have him. He's just a wonderful little distraction during Charlie's my little dog. If nobody has caught that, yeah, you can see it on my Instagram. But, you know, find the things that make you really joyous right now and go within. It's so, so important. So I think we're going to skip our break today as well so we can get to as many calls as we can. We want to make sure. But I think we'll go to the phone line and we'll hit Maria from Denver first, if that's all right, Olivia.
Yeah, of course. Maria from Denver. Maria, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Tracy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I have just, resonated with everything that you're saying. And I'm wondering, I feel like I've been making movements and moving forward, but I'm not seeing it. Very much what you're talking about. So I'm wanting to know for myself, I just put up a website, which I adore, and I felt so, it felt so monumental for me in sort of coming out with my work. But I'm wondering what my next step is, and if you see if there's whatever is still holding me back, I don't know.
Yeah, there is some strange energy for everyone this year. I'm very proud of you for the website. I got chills. Like, yes, awesome. And you can see the image shows is like, if you walk into a party and the streamers are flying around. So well done. I will actually we are going to open up some more. That took a lot of courage. So,
I don't even understand why, but the energy felt monumental and I can't explain it.
Huge. Timing is right. Now there is some weird planetary energy right now and I don't want you to get too caught up. Now the astrological energy is very intense, which can make people feel exactly like you said, like things aren't moving. Right now, the best way to describe it, how can we describe this the best? It's like if you took a deep breath, but you can't blow out for the next 2 weeks. Like you had to hold it, right? Like it's like everything's holding. Yes. And it's am I ready? So you are ready. It almost looks like now it's just a matter of letting, people know that this is where you are and this is what you've launched. And it looks like a trickle effect, but there's also, again, keep in mind with this year with so much shifting going on, a lot of people are almost too stuck in their bubble as well. So when I say too stuck in their bubble, they're not... I just got some weird thing that flashed up on me and I don't want it to pull my system down. I was like, wow, on my computer. I have computer gremlins, I think, today. Your technology is going to be really wonky for this year too, everybody. So just know. The next step, thank you, God. We're going to open some doors just around the being comfortable of now putting yourself out there. So what does that mean and how they're showing it for you? It's different for everybody else. You got your website out there. Now we got to adjust you to be strong, to stand in that power. Like here I am, the confidence, right? Here I am. This is my gift. This is what I have to offer. Like my door is open. So it's like we're putting an open sign. But when I put the confidence in you of how you really want to show up, you still push me back a little bit. So let's see where that's coming from. Because it looks like it's actually very tied to, so just some old experiences. So let's get rid of all of those. We don't need to take those forward. Because you're ready. You're ready. Like they're showing like we have to put an open for business, like on you. It took a long time to get this out. So, hang on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's partly what it is. There we go. But you know what people forget right now is this is like, it's like a whole bunch of people are at the doorway wanting to evolve and shift. We don't have enough workers, like all of us on the other side, to handle them. We don't. We would be like, we just don't. So this is great timing. But it's like the door hasn't been fully released for them. And that's what's going to happen this year. And that's why I'm going to put it's like a green beacon on top of you to let people know where you are. And all you're going to need to do after we do this is make sure you just let people know. So with all the people in your own contacts and your social media, just say, here's my website. Take a look. Here I am.
I have done that.
Yep. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You don't just do it one time. You got to keep on doing it. They're also now, do you, It's showing different kinds of posts. So do you do little writings as well on your social media?
I did put a blog post up.
Okay, good. Keep doing it.
I keep doing the blog. Okay.
Yep. Keep doing it. I know you can make them a little shorter if you want to know. It's a lot of time. People don't understand. I do understand with what you're going through. It's a lot of time, but keep doing it. It's actually very beneficial. So keep doing that. Okay. Now, how do you feel now in the confidence of just showing up fully on every level and layer of who you are with the people that you want to serve? How does that feel now?
I think I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit left there.
What happens is I think, and I don't know, obviously the chicken and the egg, but my confidence starts to wane when I don't see the result. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. Or it does it on your time. So it's kind of like sometimes when I've worked with people and sometimes they'll think that it'll happen in 2 days or 3 days or whatever. And then they'll stay steady. And all of a sudden, like a year later, everything breaks. It's like literally spirit has a time and it's because other things have to line up. So then even too, and when you say, well, where are the clients? So people say to me, like I used to see 30 people a week, book 9 months out. I just physically couldn't do it. It wasn't joyous anymore, but I didn't start that way, right? Like I started where I had one client and then I had two clients. Yeah. And so we'll progress this. So people will look and say, how do you have all these people now? And I said, but yeah, keep in mind, it was like every day, here I go. And also too, it's very normal. And we'll start to clean some of this out of the thought process. Thank you, God, and strengthen you. Very normal that when we go into something new, that's how the enemy spirit tries to derail us. They're like, well, wait a minute. There's no one there right now. There's no one there right now. And so it's a very, it's a very manipulative energy that they have used for forever. But you look very much on track. Everything else we can highlight, we'll highlight the blogs, just keep pushing that through. We're just going to change a little bit of really your energy so it can start pulling people in. So it can start to bring that through.
Okay.
And then I'll highlight the website as well. Does that feel lighter?
It does feel lighter. Do you see anything in terms of timing of when you see it breaking open?
Yeah, you look like you start to have a trickle, like your energy is going up and up and up. So it looks like this trickle, they keep saying spring, 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 spring. Spring's probably doesn't mean things don't happen before then. But remember, timing can change a lot this year. And the reason of that is there's so much. Like, I'm not kidding when I say these floodgates are going to blow off in the next week, and especially in your country, that's going to set a precedence for the rest of the world in many ways, because I don't know if you're going to get two governments, a different government. It looks all so wonky over there that I don't believe anything until we walk through it right now, because I'm like, are you guys getting two governments? Are you getting like a different, what is going on over there? Because nothing looks normal. Nothing looks like anything in the past. So after that sets, there's going to be a large movement, like I said, or you can see around economy and changing of economies around the world, how people make their money. And that will also impact in a good way, not a negative way, in a good way of how you work and work with clients. So go to the positive of that as this is shifting, and just, it's already done. What you can keep saying too, for everybody else listening, it's already done. Thank you, God. I love all these new clients. Thank you, God. I'm enjoying my work. Thank you, God. And feel that energy. And then just keep literally like pull that energy towards you, which will also make you more like a magnet to allow people to say, yeah, can I have an appointment with you? And then we want to do the increase of the word of mouth, which is what I did. Like when I was booking like that, I didn't have any social media. I had no website, I had nothing. It was just word of mouth. So I'd like to give that energy to you. And you can download and take all of that. And then we just keep going every day. We just keep going. How's that feel?
You
better?
Feel like I'm taking in it does feel better. Do you feel like I'm taking in everything you're giving me?
You are. Yeah, you're open. Your door is open. You're like, I take it all and more.
I wanted to add, I don't know if this has it in terms of the timing with that. But of course, you know, I start going into doubt when I'm not seeing it happen. But I also have my book that I'm needing to publish.
Yep.
And that's been taking way too long, like you're talking about. And I also have been thinking about these products based on visions I've had and whether to start selling them and go on Instagram And I'm wondering what spirit or what God has to say about this.
Yeah, the book looks a little bit down the road. Thank you, God. But your products, start doing them. 100%. Yeah.
100% start doing them?
Yep, start doing them. Yeah, you'll probably shift things in and out and you'll say, oh, maybe this one, just run. You've got a good idea there. You can see they're strong, but start opening that up for sure. 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
One at a time. Okay. All right. Well done.
One at a time. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So much love. Keep me posted. Okay, Maria?
Thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye, sweetheart. All right. We're going to go to Larissa.
Yeah, we've got Larissa from Toronto. Larissa, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Larissa.
Hi.
How are we?
How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Yeah, lots of exciting things happening.
I know. It's just getting going, too. We're only into the 12th. Well, we're halfway through the month already. I'm like, where'd the month go?
I know. I looked at the calendar. I'm like, what day is it already?
Yeah, I forget what day it is, too. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's crazy.
What's your question?
Yeah, just, you know, my kind of question, like, I've been kind of stuck in this sort of place for a couple years where, like, you know, I'm ready to move on to the next chapter. You know, I applied for a new job, like a completely, like a complete 180 from what I'm doing now. But I just feel like I'm stuck, you know, and like, I'm almost like this, you know, like a caterpillar, like in the cocoon, like ready to, like, you know, get out, but it just, something's keeping me stuck and I don't know what it is. And it's getting frustrating because it's harder for me to do my current job right now. And it's like, I'm not happy in my current job. Yeah. I'm ready to evolve and I just don't know what's keeping me stuck. And as the days go by, it's getting more and more frustrating. And it's just like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and there is some timing still around that. So, okay, so let's remove some of the timing. And it's funny. I keep hearing real loud. Just got to keep busy until that timing breaks. I'm like, okay, really? That's all fun and dandy, right? Okay, so let's remove. Yeah. Thank you, God. So anybody else that's feeling sick, we'll just remove some roots of seeds of transition and change and your timing versus the universal timing. And again, with what's going on the planet as well as things are going to shift. All these systems, like we keep saying, the systems are getting ready to do some major changes on how they even function within the new structures. So that's partly where that's coming from as well for you with timing and waiting. So we can actually move that. There's also some, there's a little bit of just heaviness that will start to lift off. And so it falls under an energy as a spirit of depression, but it would be more feel like boredom to you, like you said. So same energy, it's just a frequency. You're not depressed. Don't go there. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of looking at the past stuff, but you're looking too much at the past and that's carrying more forward, which it seems like it's creating an energy that feels like Groundhog Day. So I'm going to start to unplug that. Thank you, God, to move forward. It also looks like as soon as you start moving forward in the energy, there's a fear it goes back because, you know, there's a lot of things in life that are really going to change. So on a personal level, on a romantic level, on a, you know, on a monetary level, like everything gets jumbled. So in a good way, like on a very good way, but mm-hmm. what you can see, there's some fear. That's like that unknown space where your body's like, I want it. I'm ready. I'm really bored, but maybe not. Maybe I'll just wait a minute. I know what's happening over here. So too familiar with the current situation and a little bit afraid of what's unfolding, if that makes some sense. So let me start to, thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Let's unstick that for you so that the body can be strong in the new space. So we're just going to turn your energy just about 15 degrees just to bring that energy up. Because then you feel your energy drop and then other people feel your energy drop and then that will also feel stuck. Because normally when you're in a good space and things are moving, your energy goes very, very high. And then people are very attracted to that as well. So I'm going to start to adjust that so they can feel the true essence of who you are, which will also create more change in your life. Yeah. So we, like I said, this year is a really wonky year. I know last year was the same way. Plus things don't move as quickly as we would like them to because they shut the whole world down, you know? So things are slowed down, but it's going to speed up very quickly over the next, you know, hopefully by March, we'll start to see a lot of that shift. So I'll put you into that bubble as well. Does that feel lighter on the body? How does the body feel right
now? No, it does. It does. Like I'm sitting here and I can feel like not as heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to just open your feet too, just to let some energy flow out. So there's a lot of things, just, it's kind of, you might feel things from the past surface a little bit more. Don't get angry at them. Just like, they're just leaving. They're just leaving. And so we're going to just cut the cording to, the past things that you remember. So more information around, especially career and change and all that. So we can move your energy more into the now and into what's coming, which is more doing something that you actually feel passionate about and you feel joy. That's going to come around. It's just like I said, this is one thing this year that's a little bit strange, is just that we got to get through these next few weeks to see, like I was just saying with the previous caller, a lot of things that are going to happen in the USA are going to affect the rest of the world over the next, you know, years to come, but definitely in the next few weeks, as things, they don't even look normal over there. So normal meaning everything we'd seen before in our lifetime that happened around elections and people and government, they don't even look like that anymore. So I don't know. We got to wait and see what happens. Then it'll change all of our system. So then that allows you to get into something you actually like. You will land in something you like for sure in the job positions you've applied for. You will go in there. But I will tell you, that area of work is going through a massive transition. So there's a big blessing in there. So don't give up on that. Okay. Don't give up on that. Okay. It's coming.
Yeah. And you know, do you have any ideas to like when, you know, I just like, sometimes I just feel like I'm training and I'm doing all this stuff for nothing. Cause I just, I don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah. Don't worry about the when, let it go. When we start to worry about the when and we start to worry about the timing, we block ourselves. So let's remove the accumulation of energy. Thank you, God, where you got caught up into the timing. The number one thing, people will block all their manifesting because they get focused on the timing, which creates like a really bad knot. It looks like a knot energetically. So, you know, if you tie a big knot on a rope, you have issues, right? But so it's like that. So imagine the energy is flowing towards you. You're getting ready, you're creating. And then all of a sudden we get this knot in the energy. It actually, what it does is it stops it from coming towards you. So the energy swirls in the knot and then you start to feel stuck. Cause then you're like, it's not here. It's not on my time. What's happening? So the energy can't get to you because that's now created a block. And that's what we're unlocking today. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, no, it does. That totally makes sense.
It looks like it's flowing. So don't get caught up in that. And then we'll just ask for the quickest resolution as well for the now. Okay. That looks much better. Actually, you should feel better.
Thank you.
You need some fresh air today. I don't know
thank
why.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, but get a little bit more fresh air. Okay. All right. Lots of love.
Okay.
We're going to go. Awesome. Olivia, we're going to go to Brian from London.
Yeah, we've got Brian from London. Oh, actually, let's see. I think we might have lost Brian. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. We'll go to Michael from Calgary.
Okay. Michael from Calgary. Michael, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hello, Tracy. Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome.
Thank you. I wanted to get some help. I've been feeling, I had a really, really good holidays, but then like a lot of joy, a lot of play. And then once we got to the new year, I started to feel really anxious, and I started to get, like when I sleep at night, I'm getting this vibration tingling in my body and some pain in the heart, and I just can't seem to lift it off, and I'm feeling really stuck in this pattern.
Yeah, well, a lot of the heart pain looks like it also isn't yours. So as we know, the collective consciousness is in a very, a lot of people, unfortunately, are in a lot of turmoil, a lot of anxiety. So first we'll remove where you're plugging into the collective. A lot of times when things come in at nighttime to us, that's because there's more rest, right? So the body starts picking it up. So we'll start to remove you from the collective. We'll also reset your electrical grids of the heart internally and externally. So we'll move that off as well. So this year, your body seems to be picking up a lot of that uncertainty that the whole world is just naturally feeling, right? And not uncertain connected to virus, because I think most people figured that one out. It's uncertainty more around what is it going to look like as we move through in the world, in all the new systems and everything. And you're very connected to that area. So I'll unplug you from all of those people as well. Thank you, God. So I'm going to raise, what we're going to do is raise your vibrational frequency. I'm going to strengthen it just a little bit stronger here. So you to the nighttime and the nighttime to you and how your body is processing that information. And I'm just going to cut a whole bunch of cording that is actually not yours. So basically a collective consciousness space that is not yours. And we are all connected. You know that. So it's easy to pick up information that isn't yours. I don't know if you noticed, Monday morning energy is really very finicky right now. So people normally would go
to work. Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. And because of the way they've changed the work and people's anxieties around what's happening is so high that a lot of times now you're going to feel it more that Sunday night and then into Monday, because a lot of people are feeling very displaced in the world. So that can also make an energy that feels more anxious that you'll think is yours. But it's not, because we do move. There is a flow and a harmony of the whole collective every day and night of how we function on a planet. So that energy I noticed was way more intense this year than normal. So I'll unplug you from that as well. And keep in mind, like Monday mornings were school days. Monday mornings was university days. Monday mornings was off to work days. So these have all changed drastically, right? So people are like, yeah. I don't know if I like this. So I'll unplug you from that. So we'll just open up the grids and the centers. How is your body feeling now that we open that? And then we'll just raise your vibration just a little bit higher.
It actually feels a little bit lighter. It feels like I can breathe a little bit more. And I'm starting to see that a lot of the places where I was feeling that, I got really into my head about it. And like, you know, there's something that I'm not dealing with here. And what am I doing to myself and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's where it started to get off.
For sure. And I'll just thank the hand of God commanding that heart frequency to raise at a stronger space. And for everybody listening, because that is where the energy of negative energy or enemy spirit, whatever you want to call it, that's how it gets in. And it goes through the mind and it goes through all that doubt and that mental programming that we have. And that's why I say, talk about it in my book, right? The mind's a virus. And it really is. And people are like, how can you say that? And I'm like, because it is. We overthink, we overworry, then we disconnect out of our heart. And then all of a sudden, you know, and we've been programmed our whole lives. So a lot of that programming that you're losing right now, which is good, we've been programmed to think and do, think and do, think and do. But now you've been making all these transitions. And what this year is about, thank you, God, is dropping the energy to not think and do, it's feel and do. So it's feel and what do you need to do now? Feel and do. So people really in their heads are going to find even more issues this year. And like we always say, get out of your head and into the heart. So I'm glad you were able to recognize that. So we're going to speed up all the four chambers of the heart. And I'll just command it to move over. Thank you, God, a little bit more so that the heart becomes stronger than the mental space. Does that feel better?
Okay, great. Yeah, that does. There's one other question I have. Yesterday I did the fast and it felt really good, but I've still had a few issues with the processing system. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if it's just letting go and it's the last bit, or if there's anything else I need to change in there. I can't seem to let it go.
Yeah, it's actually letting go. So people forget that when you actually fast into the body, I'll just give you the energetic perspective. You can all go look at the medical one, but energetically what happens is as you're doing the fast through the system, anything that you are learning to let go of physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, psychically, it has to let go. And so when there's stuff that's stuck in there that has a little bit of fear of letting go, the processing center can feel off. So we'll just adjust that, put a little bit of safety in there to let it go, because it's on every level and layer and they're all talking to each other. So there's a various combination of things that are releasing that you won't even be aware of. It looks for you. It's very, very, very young programming. You literally look too. So I'll start to pull that out for you. Things that you, it looks like at that time is where you started to disconnect from what your inner knowing was that you came in with, which created confusion. But now that you've been reconnecting it, it went to revisit the time to say, don't forget what you came in with. Don't forget what you know. How does that feel?
Okay. No, that feels good. And I just remembered as you were saying that the past few weeks, I've had a lot of memories of being a child, but it's been like a feeling that I had where I felt really at peace or really connected. So I guess that's the same thing.
That's what it is. Yeah. Don't forget what you know, what you came in with when you incarnated in this lifetime. Don't forget that. And, you know, we all forget it at different ages. So I forgot it like immediately. You forgot it down the road. But because I took on all the pain and everything rather than, you know, remember why I was here, that had to come later. So very normal. And that's what it's, a lot of us are being anchored back to our hearts that way by getting back into what our soul was remembering before we came down, and that love and that light. So that's being remembered for everybody on another level. But yours is cleaning up that timeline from it, definitely when you look around 2 years old. So that looks nice and clean now, should make your heart feel more at peace. A lot of times when our heart also feels like we're getting the buzzing and the electrical grids are going off and all of this stuff, it's just a reconnection. And people panic and think, okay, is it always just a physical structure? No, a lot of times it's just reconnecting to your heart drive, to the information you came with. Does that feel better?
Well, that's what I felt at first, and then it got into my mind, and I was like, oh, no, something's happening.
Yeah. No, so, I know.
Yeah, that feels better. I feel a little dense in the heart, but it feels like it's starting to let go of, like, the stress and the being on alert. God. It feels like it's starting to let go. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, God. Peaceful, functioning heart on every level and layer. Perfect. Let me know how you're making
out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tracy, so much.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to go to Jennifer from Toronto. Unless we lost her, let me know.
I think we do have Jennifer from Toronto. Jennifer, you're on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Tracy. Jennifer. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. What's your question today?
I am asking you, please.
Yeah.
Two quick questions for me, Tracy. I'm asking you for a big boost at work so I can increase my productivity. The files have just become so hard. So I think I need to focus more. So I'm asking you for some clarity there.
Yeah. You look like, the way they show it is, you know, there'd be so many files and your eyes are just peeking over the top. Yeah, it's just overwhelming. So what we'll do is we'll pull back the overwhelm. Thank you, God. We're going to give some ease and grace, just one at a time. But it's sending the body into a panic in the sense of, it looks like there's pressure of deadlines and timelines and we got to get through it, but it's an old program system. So we can open that. Thank you, God, for more ease. So you just go through them the way you know you need to. You're excellent at your job, and we can strengthen this. So they all get done on a timely manner. They're not going to get done on their time at all. There's too much, but that's okay. We can get you to have your space. So the productivity that feels weakened is only because you're actually picking up everybody else as well. It's actually a spirit of overwhelm. Thank you, God. We're going to pull this off, and we'll pull it off anybody you have to talk to there as well. So you don't have to pick it up and think it's yours, which will then, when you think it's yours, it'll slow you down. So we'll remove that. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And the last part, because I know you have to help other people too. It's regarding my son.
Yeah.
He's fortunate enough to be going to in person because of he's in that special class. But I'm asking you to please give him extra boost there because he likes to talk and they misinterpret his words when he speaks. So it creates a lot of stress for him, and it also translates back onto us at home. So I'm just asking you for some more ease and grace with the school, please.
Yeah, we'll move to some more clarity as well as understanding. So the thing right now that's really happening, and everybody should listen loud and clear to this, it's happening really strong, is that people are showing their head rather than their heart, not any of us, but I want you to understand what's going on. They're so afraid that they're throwing all their perceptions out there, which are then misinterpreting, and then they're looking for things. It's almost like, I want to say, some of them are just bored looking for things, looking to say, look, here I am, because they're afraid of being left behind. And it's really sad because all these perceptions are creating chaos. They're creating pain for other people that doesn't have to happen. And it comes from a lot of over-schooling and old-schooling. Like, as much as people say, why do you say that? Like, I'm sorry, but there is so much schooling now that people don't know how to stay in their own lane. They don't know how to stay in their own business. And so now they're looking for things, they're misinterpreting things. And it's literally something everybody has to watch out for this year. And people don't like it when I say that. And then because they're creating havoc into other families and lives that don't have to happen. I see it all the time. I'll say it, the problem that we have a lot going on right now, unfortunately, is people that are acting out orders that they shouldn't be. Like, they have no business doing half the things they're doing. So, but they want to be seen. They look at it as a power grab. They look at it as their way of being seen. So we'll remove all of that information and where these people really need to be seen. They're misinterpreting information so that they can use it for their good, not for what's actually good for your family or humanity in general. So we can actually clean up the karma with this, and you to all of them at the school as well. And it looks like all you need to say is, well, go. With these people, I would actually take the energy back if they're coming towards you and just say, you know what, he's a little kid. Kids say things, like, just really brush it off. And then, but we're going to try to just pull it right down and get them distracted on other things. Thank you, God, for that interference over there so we can clean that up. Does that feel a little bit better?
Yes, it does, actually. It does.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It actually does make sense.
Yeah.
The teacher has her sick father to attend to, so me. Anyways, yeah.
We will distraction energy. Thank you, God. Get them all distracted, because it is people are creating so many situations. They're too much in their head. They're too much, and they need to be seen, and they're not being seen how they were before. And it's part of the unexpected and the change, but it's time for your family to have peace. And I always say people need to stay out of other people's lives. And right now people are way too much in everybody else's life. And that's the problem. People need to stay out, and we need to support, be kind, be loving, and that's it. But there's a lot of this that's going to get dismantled this year. So we all have to hold on into the boat together. It's coming.
Yes, I'm in the boat with you guys. Okay. Thank you so much.
In the boat,
Tracy.
On the water.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, so much
thank
love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you.
We're going to go to Debbie from Vancouver. Oh my God, we're at the top of the hour. If you're waiting on the phone, you know what? We are going to do another call-in next week. Call in early with Peter, and then I will do another call-in show. So I'm not going to stop them right now because I know a lot of people need care. So we are going to do call-in shows. So let's quickly go to Debbie from Vancouver, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Debbie from Vancouver. Debbie, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Debbie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
What's your question today?
Well, it's like a continuation of some version of the same. I feel like something is moving in my heart space, or I feel a tightness there from time to time. I feel like it's been blocked. I feel like somebody else is in control of what I do. Aww. Instead of me.
Oh, okay. Let's actually...
I try not to be in my headspace.
Yeah, it's okay.
Feelings are overwhelming at times. And
yeah.
It casts a shadow of, why bother?
Yeah.
Why am I doing enough? I need to do more. And I don't think I have any more.
No, you don't need to do more. Yes, you are doing enough. Let's hang on a sec. I'm just going to actually clean up a whole bunch of gunk around the heart area that's also stemming from the small intestine. So hang on. I'll probably say a bunch of things. So don't worry if they resonate or not. We're just going to remove. Everybody can take this in. It's a great one for top of the hour. We're going to remove enemy spirit, enemy forces. We're going to remove interference energies. I'm also going to remove the accumulation. Thank you, God, of the root of the seed of all the interference energies, known and unknown. This lifetime will remove watchers and remote viewers, energies that have interfered from every galaxy universe portal, and we're going to get rid of all of that. Thank you, God. Just hold that for a minute. I'm going to reset your heart, your electrical grids inside and outside, pulling you from the head down into the heart. Thank you, God. We're going to command a supernatural overflow, speaking the peace back in the heart. And actually, there's an energy that is leaving, and it looks like there's a control energy that where people had sort of led you all the time. They, my way, do it my way. That's where you're getting confused. So that energy is actually leading you. So it seems like it's creating some interference into the heart space. So the heart versus the head. And then when you look out in the world, the world doesn't look like how you would perceive it to be when you were a little girl. Like when you were really small, you had a lot of dreaming and a lot of, you know, the world should be fun. The world should be this and that. And it didn't kind of work out that way. But it is moving. So you are here at the right time. You are doing enough. That is it. You just need a lot of care here. Hang on. Care and nurture. Lots of nurturing. So we're going to actually, thank you, God. We're going to start to bring a little bit more of that back into the heart space. And I'm just going to, there's a whole bunch of systems. So we have to open, I'm going to open your meridians as well, a lot further, and the grounding ports at the bottom of your feet. And I'm just going to open this a little bit. It's like giving you a blanket. It's like, it's okay. So I'm going to integrate your little self back to you now of why you're here. Because it looks like every time you try to do something, it's like a door closes, it's still closing. So we got to make sure that stops. And that is an interference energy that is actually, looks like it's attached to you. So that's what you're feeling. So you're not crazy. So let's pull that all the way off. It's been with you for a long time. How does your body feel now when I start to move that? Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I feel lighter in my mind. When I was crying while you were doing that, I was that, sobbing that, taking in the breath.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Kind
of, I'm going to backfill.
Later.
Yeah. I'm going to put what I call spiritual salve. I teach a lot about this. It's an energy that comes in that allows, your team to actually also go, we can open it where they can work on you. I'm going to also put in a this energy through the endocrine system and make sure that it just starts to settle down. The nervous systems, because you've gone through a lot of this, you feel like you hit a door, you go backwards, you go a little forward, you hit the door. Because that seems to be still consistent, we want to make sure that starts to end. Is I want to pull, a lot of that can also happen when the nerve system gets overloaded. So I'm going to put this through the endocrine system, but we want to really get the nerve system pulled back so the heart can start to see the beauty that you are, because you miss a lot of, you're too hard on yourself. You miss a lot of the beauty that you are and why you're here. And, you know, you don't need to compare. You don't need to do anything with anyone else. You just, it's like wanting to go right within and see all the gifts. So what I would suggest is make a list of all your gifts, kind, compassionate, generous, make a list and put it under your bed. And then email my office and tell them that you made that list. Do that. And I'm going to spin a little more energy for you. Okay. When you're done the list, no rush. How does that feel?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to integrate it a little bit differently.
Like being a stranger. It feels like being a stranger in a strange land.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And we're all going to feel that for a little bit because, yeah, this year, you know, and even if you have Telegram, hop on the Telegram ministry thing and we're there to help you because it's going to be a strange year all the way around. But we got you. So come up there and we'll make sure we keep you shifting, okay? All right. Keep me posted. Lots of love. You know what, everybody? You there? Yeah. I know we're at the top of the hour. My producer's like, gotta go. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Debbie. We're at the top. Join us January 19th for the book club. God, where are you? It's me. It's a teaching. It's a shifting. If you need some inspiration, but you also need some energy shifts, it's in the book. So please join us for that. Join us on the Telegram group. It'll be below in the for the ministry. Please join us there. I want to make sure I got everything. Soul Sundays is this Sunday, January 17th, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Come to the Soul Sundays. It'll be 90 minutes of fun. And it's a small donation. You can donate more if you like, but it goes to help all of our families in need, the people that we help support throughout the year, which you can find more of that as the website's being built. It will be there, but we always have documentation so people know where it goes. We have a board over there already. So helping people in need is what it's about. And this is what we're here. We're creating a new movement, a new way out of the old systems to help you shift, support, get to where you want to go. Haven't seen anything done like this before, but I do promise you, if you show up and if you show up and ask for what you need, there will be a community of amazing souls helping you get there. It's not just me. We have a community of incredible people to make sure you get to where you want to go. So check it out, TracyLClark.com. I will see you on Sundays. I'll see you next week with Peter Hansen right here, same time, same place. Have an incredible week, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.